Yes?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Davidson, how you doing?
Well, okay, sir. Thank you.
What are these reports I hear about how tired you are?
Well, of course, sir.
In the days when I knew you, you sat on the floor at midnight and wrote briefs for the Supreme Court all night long and never got tired.
Well, I'm a little younger now. I can't do it.
We don't know much about this fella Corominis. We're trying to look into that. The rest of this thing looks like it's all right.
Well, that was just a confession on his part to us.
Fine. Well, we'll look into it, and if it's kind of concession we would like, why then, well and good. If not, we'll try to get him to give us another concession.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, the question is, before we get any more women raped or boys shot in the back or radio towers knocked down, how do we get this wrapped up?
All right. Well, here's what we suggest. Number one, he will get his trusted man, Rafael Fernandez, available at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning at the San Juan International Airport.
Why not 6 p.m. tonight?
He's got to have a few hours of talking with him, and he's also got to talk with the colonel over on the across the water. So 6 a.m. is the only safe time. That'd be number one. And I talked with Mike Bundy about airplane transportation and safe conduct for the colonel.
That'll be done. We've authorized that, and we'll have a...
Got to find out just how the colonel gets in touch with the plane and the pilot there.
Well,
I don't have to take your time on that.
He'll do that. I just think you'd teach the commanding officer. He'd go out there and identify himself, and the commanding officer will have a craft ready.
Why doesn't he go to Ramey Air Force Base?
That's what we're saying.
It just isn't enough time.
All right.
Ramey's quite a ways away from here, and JB wants some hours of conversation with him. Could it be done through the San Juan International?
Oh, yes, I think it can.
We just may now ask Bob to see what he wants the plane in San Juan. Ram is too far away, and how does he meet the plane? How does he do? Just go to the manager of the San Juan airport and identify himself. And your pilot report to the manager.
I just tell him to go to the manager of the San Juan airport, man in charge, and at 6 a.m. and his craft will be there waiting and be instructed to take his identification and. Go on.
They're very much afraid of Colonel Fernandez's safety on the other side, but I told them we'd guarantee
it. Abe, why don't you put him in Harry's hands?
All right, I haven't introduced Harry into this scene at all.
Well, if you think it helps, only if it helps.
Well, I'm a little afraid.
All right, then don't.
So let's try to do it direct the other way.
All right.
Now, the second thing is... if that works out all right, and if the colonel over there says, okay, count me out, you know, which is what this amounts to, then the next thing is that JB would get in touch with Guzman and try to persuade him to accept the top job.
Yep.
That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
If that works, then I would suggest that we'd be in a position to get in touch with you and suggest that you get out that statement if it's all right with you.
We have one change.
What is that?
All available assistance.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. And then the next step after following that statement would be for somebody to talk with the OAS five-man committee. I would hope that that could be done on a sort of a NEDAX basis, and I would hope that Mac could do it. It oughtn't to take long. In other words, we can't have them debate it, so we're offering them an opportunity to get their names in the history books.
Yeah. I think Mac and Tom Mann probably can talk in language they can understand.
Well, I think maybe just Mac would do it.
There's a Tom problem, Mr. President, yes, I can come back to.
Yes, there is, very definitely. And then, meanwhile, at the same time that this OAS thing is going on, I would suggest that we do some hard talking with Guzman ourselves. In a way, I don't know what the machinery of that would be, and that's something that we can work out. And maybe Mac can do that at the same time that he's over there.
Yeah, we'd need to pitch in on that side.
Yes, because we want to make sure that he completely understands it and that there's no hitch. Now, the final thing is Balaguer. And JB here has been exploring with me the possibility that we might be able to get Balaguer to come down here and have a heart-to-heart talk with him. And I don't know. I think we've got to work into that a little more.
Our people think that we've been in touch with him in and out through this thing. We ought to say to him that you're going to get a telephone call, and we hope he'll go through with it.
Could we offer him transportation?
Oh, yes.
Here?
Yes, yeah.
Now, JB thinks that there ought not to be any conversation with Balaguer until we're sure about Camaño and sure about Guzman.
Agree.
And that it's right at that juncture that, in effect, we've got to do a lot of things more or less simultaneously. That is to say, the Balaguer job and the OAS job and the talk on our part with Guzman.
I gather that he's not as confident of the colonel as he was yesterday.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. He's has just been talking to me about how obedient the colonel is. He's a little worried about whether Guzman will take it. But that may be because Guzman is his number two choice, not his number one choice, as you know. But he's for fine, and I think he'll do a faithful job. And it may be that there'll be an opportunity for us to pitch in there somewhere with Guzman.
No question.
But he's still talking confidently about the colonel, which surprises me because it seems to me that even if the colonel's willing to go along on this, some of those other guys are going to...
That's exactly right.
Do it.
It's what we've known and thought all the time. And,
yes, sir, but I'm sure this is a way to try it.
Yep.
Make a good hard try and see if it works. So,
What does he have for the colonel?
The fellow who's going over there?
What, no. The one he's going to see, has he got to... You got some Laniap for him? Some Pallone?
This is one of those great big poetic things, and it should be kept on that basis. That is to say, this is his son, he says, in effect, his son. And
well, he wouldn't. Is he going to make him ambassador or put him in charge of the party? Or?
They're going to do that, yes, sir. He's talking about putting him in charge of the party and getting him some more education and all that kind of stuff. And that he's thinking about grooming him to run for the presidency one of these years. He thinks he'll make a great president, but he needs more training.
And this group serves until the election under the Constitution, which is 67?
The election is in November 66, and it takes office in 67.
Let me get an answer. November, did you say?
The election is December 20, 66, and it takes office sometime in February, I think it's 20.
Now, what's the modus operandi of the election? The same council that elected the colonel? How do you elect Guzman?
Well, they'd have to reconvene the legislature.
And,
I don't have any problem about that.
And they would go along with Guzman as well as they would with the colonel.
Yeah, they go along with anybody. Apparently, that apparently doesn't
you get to get a recipe there, secret one on that, bring that back. Yeah, all right, Mac, now go ahead with what you want.
Abe, I don't think I... Abe, I mentioned, don't think I mentioned to you this morning that some of our estimators think that a key element for Balaguer, and to a less extent for other neutrals, would be some interim form of election before the December thing. Now, this is one of those constitutional points that you don't care about and I don't care about, but it may turn out that Mr. B and Mr. B care about very, very much. And I don't think we can do much about that now, but you ought to be alert to it.
As a matter of fact, Harry and I talked about that. Harry thinks that it is extremely important for political stability, and I have a feeling that he's right. But that is not something, in my opinion, to be taken up now.
Right.
It's something to be taken up with the new president.
Yeah, I think that's sound, but I think that may come up between Balaguer and Bosch.
Yeah.
Well, we can cross that bridge when we get to it. Just so you know, it's there.
Yes, sir. I've been aware of it, and I talked about it in a very tentative and roundabout way. And his reaction is quite adverse.
I was afraid.
Yeah.
Now then, the question is, you don't think you get the job done by telephone with Balaguer?